Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Andrew Van Kessel, the Associate Director of Research with the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Van Kessel.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Vito Intervac is working toward the development of a safe and effective vaccine to prevent African swine fever. First of all, a little bit of background. What is African swine fever, and what are the animal health and economic implications of this infection?
Yeah, African swine fever, of course, is well known, I think, to the Canadian swine industry. It's a viral infection of pigs that is relatively slowly transmitted, but is highly devastating in terms of its impact on mortality is nearly 100% fatal in terms of the infection. So, of course, there's a concern in terms of the impact of this disease as it transmits through the herd in terms of the performance and health of animals. But certainly in Canada, as we're all well aware, this is an OIE reportable disease. And should the disease is not present in North America at present, and should it arrive in Canada, the impact would be devastating, primarily from a closure of borders to international trade, and the implications that has, given that in Canada we sell two of every three hogs at least on an international market, and the impact that would have on the swine business would be certainly devastating.
When did Vito Intervac begin its work aimed at developing an effective African swine fever vaccine, and what prompted that effort?
The effort was prompted, of course, by the threat that ASF represents to the Canadian industry, to the global industry, and its recent spread through from Eastern Europe towards Central Europe and certainly in Asia. And as we know, the significant trade and movement of trade and people around the world these days, as the pandemic has shown us, means that there is ongoing threat to North America in terms of the potential for this disease to arrive on our shores. And of course, the Canadian government, the swine industry, has moved quickly to put controls in place to manage that. And so far, we've been very successful. Vito, and again, Vito's interest is because this is a problem that's of concern in the into the swine industry, and of course, Vito's primary focus is infectious disease control. Of course, ASF as a reportable disease. In fact, we were initially unable to work with this virus because we did not have federal approval to do so. And so the first step was, in fact, to obtain federal approval to be able to work with the virus in our high containment, level three high containment facility here at Vito. And that approval came through just a bit more than a year ago. We were able to get CFIA approval to work in our facility, and obviously that required demonstrating to them that we had the expertise and the containment facilities that allowed us to do that safely. And so being able to bring the virus in then allowed us to begin to work with it over the last year and a half. Now, of course, Vito not only focuses on the animal health side, but also the human health side in a One Health environment. And of course, in the last year, our efforts have been very much focused on SARS-CoV-2 and developing a vaccine for SARS, as well as helping other Canadian companies, Canadian institutions, and international institutions assess their own strategies for control of this disease. So there has been some interruption in the work that we've done with respect to ASF, but we've been able to, in recent months, then restart that work and are working with the virus again.
What are the main challenges in terms of developing an African swine fever vaccine, and what's the significance of those challenges?
Well, the primary challenges are that this is an extremely complicated virus. It's a virus with a large genome, like 160 genes, which is quite unusual, quite large in terms of the viral world. And developing a vaccine that A, is capable of protecting against infection, and B, particularly in North American markets where the virus has not yet arrived, if we're going to use a vaccine strategy, we definitely need to be able to differentiate a vaccinated animal from an infected animal. So a vaccine needs to be needs to have that capability. So that's certainly one challenge. Another challenge is that right now, growing the virus requires us to harvest cells from pigs and grow those pigs, primary cells from pig lung, pig macrophages, in fact, and grow them in the laboratory. And of course, that effort of having to go to a pig, harvest cells, go to the lab, attempt to grow the virus, and vice versa, is a difficult one. So one of the primary challenges is to establish cell lines that allow us to grow the virus and grow it in such a way in vitro in the laboratory that we can work with it, study it, and so that it doesn't change its structure from the natural virus that is infecting pigs.
What approach is Vito Intervac taking in terms of vaccine development, and why?
We're really taking two. We're really looking forward, I guess, to two approaches to this disease. We are certainly looking. We have a tremendous amount of experience in viral vectored vaccines. We have a tremendous amount of experience, particularly with adenovirus vectored vaccines, and the audience will be familiar with those with respect to the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccine approaches. So we are investigating adenovirus as a means of delivering some of the genes or a gene from ASF to the pig and the expression of those genes via the adenovirus vector within the vaccinated animal would result in an immune response that would then protect the pig against ASF. That kind of approach then is very amenable to a DIVA approach, and a vaccine that is DIVA means differentiated an approach that allows us to differentiate a vaccinated animal from an infected animal, because we're only delivering a gene or potentially a couple of genes from the actual virus to the pig using this adenovector. The other approach that we are looking at and plan to look at in the future is an antiviral approach. The vaccine approach has certainly been a challenge. Again, a large genome, identifying the genes and that would provide protection and providing them in a way that produces protection is going to be a challenge. So a two-pronged approach seems prudent, and we're also looking at an antiviral approach, and can we identify compounds that might be administered to the pig, preferentially administered via the water, for example, that would be effective against preventing viral replication within cells and protect pigs in very much the same kind of a way that a vaccine would. So it's a two-pronged approach that we're looking at currently.
Where does the effort stand at this point, and what will be happening moving forward?
Well, we are, as I said, our focus on the pandemic has necessarily slowed things a bit. Vito was built in order to respond to pandemic situations as we faced, and we'd be remiss if we didn't put all of our resources towards that effort. So we have been slowed a bit, but we continue to work to, again, develop cells that will allow us to grow the virus in vitro and not have to harvest cells from a pig every time to do that. And again, we continue to try to identify genes that would be protective in an adenovirus vectored approach. And again, identify compounds that that potentially could be administered, antiviral compounds to control this disease.
Do we have any anticipated time frames?
That's a tough question, Bruce. Research is an ongoing process, and this virus certainly provides a tremendous number of challenges. So, again, we continue to work. The two-pronged approach that we're looking at is one that will hopefully get us to a solution the quickest. And it would be very difficult to put a date or a time frame on that at this point.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
No, I think you've asked the right questions, Bruce, and we've covered the topic. Happy to respond to any questions from your audience if they want to reach out to me.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Andrew Van Kessel, the Associate Director of Research with the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.